This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Guardians don't play until 10:07 p.m. tonight, and the Cavs lost to the Charlotte Hornets, who came in with, what, 17 wins?
That's all.
Yeah. They're now 18-54. There you go. By the way, we found it easier to follow the start of the Guardians season and the countdown to the NBA playoffs and what the Browns are doing in the offseason. All you got to do is get that Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. And you get all the audio about each team pushed straight to your smartphone. Download the free Odyssey app today. Did I mention it's free? And visit 923thefan.com so you never, ever, 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 ever miss a beat. You and I are going to disagree on something here, apparently. Yesterday, Afternoon Drive had a poll out. And it said, what is the better Browns wide receiver room? And I believe that this was, they were going by years, 2020 versus 2024. OBJ, Landry, Higgins, DPJ. OBJ, Landry, Rashard Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Or Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Cedric Tillman. The current wide receiver room won by 82.6%. Or it was an 82.6% to 17%. I mean, it was a Reagan landslide yesterday. And I just did it myself, and I said, well, I think it's actually about even here. All things considered, I would take Coop over OBJ. I would right now take Landry over Jeudy, which, boy, that fired up some people, which I'll get to that in a moment. I would take Elijah Moore over Rashard Higgins, and I have reasons for that I can't even really say on the air. And then I had DPJ over Cedric Tillman. So it was like a 50-50. Two out of four ain't bad. Right now, as of March, it was yesterday, March 27th. I go, things obviously might change by the end of the 2024 campaign. A lot of people disagreed with me about Landry and Jeudy. And I thought, boy, a lot of the same people 2 weeks ago, when Jarvis Landry was tweeting about the Browns, wanted the Browns, they were tweeting at the owner, wanting him to sign Jarvis Landry.
Who's probably washed up. I'm assuming he's washed up.
Yes.
Even though
he's
younger than you think he is.
Yes, but I have no problem saying that. I think he left it all out there in the field for the Cleveland Browns. And I had a lot of revisionist history. People, well, he was hurt. No, he played in 59 of 64 possible regular season games. He missed five games. He played as much as he could. He played in both of the postseason games that he could play in with the Cleveland Browns. Well, if you look at I had the comparisons of the first four seasons. Nope, that doesn't wash either. Jarvis Landry with the Miami Dolphins had more yards and more touchdowns. Almost, I think almost three times more touchdowns than what Jerry Judy's had with the Denver Broncos. Now, the guy with the higher upside, yeah, you'd probably say Jerry Jeudy. But if we're doing it as it is, 2020 to 2024, I was picking Jarvis Landry. Not mean-spirited, that's it. You, though, said I'm missing something. So I'm afraid, you know what I said about the whole Caris LeVert, Darius Garland thing? I'm afraid I'm going to get my head lopped off anyway. So here we go.
No, I honestly, right now, I would say, I think you ended up calling it a draw. Did you call it a draw between the
two? I said 50. I said it was 50. I said it's even as of March 27th.
And I would actually, this might surprise you, I would take this wide receiver room. But
all right.
I think that's what every fan, and this is what's amazing about the NFL, and this is the way we always look at the off seasons for NFL teams. We look at how did the team finish the season, then who did they add compared to who they lost. And obviously the Browns are throwing everything at this because they're in win-now mode, so you're always going to add in the offseason. So they're adding to the room. They added Jerry Jeudy. And then we compare what the room looks like today with how it ended at the end of either last year or whatever. In this case, you're comparing them to 2020. So we know how Jarvis Landry and Odell ended in 2020. But I think people are forgetting what we thought about that room going into 2020, and how we felt about that room going into 2020 was one of the best wide receiving cores in the entire NFL. That's what we thought. We do not think this team with Jerry Jeudy is one of the better wide receiver cores in the NFL. We think it's good. Like, we'd rather have
this room. I think it has the potential to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excellent. Okay. I really do.
Okay, you say excellent. But I remember, because we did shows at that time, when people thought this room is going to be scary, especially even a year earlier when we traded for Odell. It was going to be insane. I remember people saying it's going to be unfair how good this is. Because Odell, and he ended up having 1,000 yards. Jarvis Landry was somebody who had had 100 catches in two different seasons, and it's coming off a 1,000-yard season. We thought they would be unstoppable. But then we saw it play out. That year, right? We saw it play out. We saw their numbers. We see injuries. This always happens.
Yeah.
Same thing last year. We saw Elijah Moore nowhere near as good as we thought. He was serviceable. Like, he's not terrible or anything like that. But he's certainly not the guy he was drafted to be.
Boy,
And Jerry Jeudy in a lot of the same way.
The Moore thing, I know that Rashard Higgins was a fan favorite. And again, there's other reasons why it's just like, no, because he couldn't hit the entire potential of what he had here, and there were other extenuating circumstances there. But man, people are off the Elijah Moore train since they got Jerry Jeudy and then signed Jerry Jeudy.
That's what did it.
Boy, that is, people are out on Elijah Moore.
Because now they know most likely, and if you believe Andrew Berry yesterday when he talked about extending Amari Cooper, you think, well, they're not going to take all three of these wide receivers into the future, so they're done with Elijah Moore. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they trade Elijah
Moore. I brought up trading him, and I thought people were going to give me hell, and they're like, no, whatever. Like, you want a fifth or sixth round, fine, who cares?
Well,
I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'd like to see if I can get him on the field, but okay. So I still don't understand.
Mistake fans make always is they think, all right, offseason, we added these guys, we drafted these guys, we're definitely better than we were last year. Well, that's the beauty of the NFL. 25 teams, unless you're really tanking or, you know, starting over, you think you're better than the year before because you're only remembering how the season ended. You're not remembering what you thought at the start of the season before. So we're always comparing to the end of the year and what we know. And what we know to be the case is, like, back in 2020, those wide receivers, what? Odell got injured. Odell only played how many games? So you're going to say Odell was nothing. He's not even a factor in this conversation. When at the start of 2020, and even at the start of 2019, you thought we were going to have one of the best offenses in the NFL based on the receiving core. In fact, I'll even go back to 2019. You had Callaway. People thought Callaway was going to be, you know, something special.
Not me.
And Higgins, like we just talked about. So, yeah, we're better than we were by the end of 2020. That's really not the question. What did you think about the Browns wide receiving room going into 2020? You thought they were going to be unstoppable.
I thought they were probably, well, no, because we were coming off of 2019 and we had questions about Baker at that time. I mean, we have questions about the quarterback now. So I think it's almost.
Yeah, that's
now,
the same. I said because we had those questions going in.
Okay.
That was
so
going to cancel
each other out. I guess I'm a little bit confused here because I think in 2020, I think it obviously a lot of it lines up, except that the Browns were coming off a much better season here getting ready for 2024 than they were in 2019 to 2020.
Kenny, this is basically, we've been on the air. We've been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
Been on the station now for going into 13. Every year, we have said the wide receiver room is better than the year before. We say it every year. It's not going to play out that way. It never does. I mean, unless they go to the Super Bowl and everything's amazing, which I'm not anticipating. we always think the team is going to be better than the year before. That's the beauty of the NFL. It sells hope. That's why we all get so excited. Odds are one of these guys get injured. Odds are one of these guys has a bad year. I mean, that's how it works in the NFL. And then next year, guess what? We're going to say, hey, wide receiver core is better than it was in 2024 going into the season.
216-474-0092. What's the better wide receiver core, 2020 or 2024? If people want to get in, we'll get to you guys on that. And remember, Danny Cunningham joins us at 720. Whether or not we should be freaking out over a loss last night to the 17, now 18 win, Charlotte Hornets. And a lot of us are pretty upset with JB, but there's a much bigger problem for the Cavs. And a lot of us are avoiding addressing it. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.